What is good, YouTube? It's your boy
Lucas Greer.
It's your boy Mike.
And yeah, Matthew Greer.
Yeah, we got a guest, man. We got
his twin brother,
little Greer here. Today we talking about just whatever comes up, but
you know, it's already month of March, so we're gonna talk a little bit about March Madness. Lucas, what's your bracket looking like, man?
My bracket is cooked. But Kentucky is still in it. I got Kentucky winning the whole thing. I had SIUE winning one game.
I don't know why he thought that. I had them getting blown, and they got blown out by 40.
Wait, what was the score? We only lost by 38.
2 points away from 40.
78. Did you see y'all's shooting percentage, though?
Oh, yeah, we shot like
9% from three.
It was like 2 of 14 from three.
Yeah, they was making us look bad in the MVC, but luckily Drake was doing good, and they got to the second round, but they lost to Missouri State, though.
No, but I really wanted them boys to win, bro. And I watched the press conference, bro. I was a little emotional. That nigga Ray had me emotional, crying and shit.
Last season.
Hey, but we made it to March Madness, so we that's the first time in program history, I think.
Yeah, in my bracket, I got Duke versus Florida in the finals, Duke winning, but I'm really praying that Michigan beats Auburn and pulls an upset because Michigan is my favorite team of all time. So,
Michigan? Yeah. Michigan State?
Michigan. Oh. Michigan State is cool, but I love Michigan. The best players ever to come from there, like Jordan Poole.
Hey, was it Michigan that won? That's the team with the 5-5 back in the day. Was that them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jordan Poole came from that school. Tom Brady played there. Michigan is just the best. But Duke, obviously they're good. They have almost, like, if Duke had a roster just for, like, players who've been there that are in the NBA, they would probably have the best roster of all time. Because, like, Tatum, Kyrie, Zion, really, R.J. Barrett, man, everybody came from Duke.
Cam Reddish.
Yeah.
I was just about to say.
Brandon Ingram. Like, yeah, that's OP. But then, you know, I don't know. That's really it. I had a friend that goes to BYU, and they lost to Bama. They got cooked by Bama, but it's all good. I hope he goes somewhere better.
Let me see. We had a little group. I'm trying to see if my bracket's beating y'all.
Oh, no. None of y'all is beating mine. Go to the UE. Let's say right now, I'm at a 97% accuracy right now, y'all. I'm at a 97% accuracy. Lucas is at a 15% accuracy.
Don't read it out loud.
Oh, my God.
And then Meg is at a 74.1%.
Okay, Meg. Who she got winning? Okay.
Auburn.
You got Duke.
I got Duke. You got Kentucky. And then Hunter.
Hunter didn't do it.
He didn't fill it out. He did the girls one, not the guys one. Yeah, my bracket is amazing.
Yeah, but look, as long as Kentucky wins, then I'll be happy with my bracket.
Well, they got to go against. Who are they going against?
They're not beating Duke, though.
They're not playing Duke. They're playing Tennessee tonight. They're not beating Tennessee, bro.
No, they're playing. Oh,
but
yeah,
I got them winning, though. I got Kentucky in the next round, and I got Kentucky versus Duke, and Duke is going to win.
All the games start at 9 minutes, bro.
Yeah, 39.
Like 9:09, 5:09.
And then I'm mad that it's not on, like, TNT or nothing, so I can use my, like, hacked stuff.
Yeah,
it's on, like, CBS. Like, who has CBS?
I can't watch the games, bro. Like, I got to go to work, study, and stay a little longer to watch the games on the TV there.
No, literally.
Cook. Same with the NBA. That's why the NBA going downhill. They need to start putting the games on regular TV.
Well, it's because
it's hidden behind paywalls just to watch the Lakers, bro. Like, come
on. Speaking of the basketball and the NBA, who y'all got? Like, what y'all thinking right now? They only got about 20 games left, about 15 games left.
So Lakers definitely going all the way. Lakers at 5.
Oh shit, Lakers at 5.
I don't know, man. They on a 3-game losing streak right now. Well,
look, that last game don't count, bro. This man Giddy hit a half-court shot like he's not supposed to be hitting that.
And LeBron is doing bad, too. Not even just talking about them turnovers that he had the Bulls game. You know he had only 2 points going into the fourth quarter. Luckily, he ended up with 17. But
he still got like a 20,000-game streak over 10.
Yeah, I know. I think that's what he was aiming for because he did not care about anything else. But, no, I got the Lakers losing first round, depending on who they play. If they play Warriors first round, I got.
They're beating the Warriors for sure.
I don't know.
For sure.
Because LeBron will get guarded by Jimmy. Jimmy has always cooked Bron. I'm taking Jimmy over Bron. Unless it's prime LeBron, obviously. I'm not taking. You know what I'm saying? But you've seen him in the finals in the bubble.
Yeah, yeah.
Jimmy Butler had 40 points per game, but they only won one game that whole series. So.
All right, let's change the topic here, man. I got some topics pulled up. What are your thoughts on AI? the impact of AI? You know, AI.
In what scenario? Just in general?
Just in general. Like, even this podcast, bro.
Scary.
I asked AI for some topics, and look.
It gave you topics.
It gave it a topic about itself. That's crazy.
Well, I think right now it's kind of scary, but at the same time, it just depends on what it is. Shout out all the AIs that be helping people, you know, study and, like, the school AIs, like ChatGPT and stuff like that. But when it comes to, like, AIs, like, people are now using AIs for music and stuff like that. And you can't tell what's real or what's fake. I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? I like
them. I seen one thing. Some guy, it was a Twitch streamer, Kai Sinat, he asked an AI about some girl he was trying to talk to. And he's like, how should I go about talking to this girl? And the AI gave the most human answer I've ever heard in my life. He's talking about some be yourself. Don't try to do to whatever.
It be knowing.
And they be mimicking voices because I know what stream you're talking about. And then he ended up changing it to another AI where he was talking to Duke Dennis. But, like, it wasn't Duke, but it sounded just like Duke.
Yeah, I saw that. That was weird.
And it wasn't giving, like, AI responses. Like, he would say type shit just like
Duke. It would say stuff that, like, it knows that person, which is crazy.
Which is creepy, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Because it could learn you. Is what that means. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Y'all think AI is going to take over?
Yep.
They've been saying that forever, and I think so to an extent. I don't think it's going to be fully over to where, like, we got an AI robot can just come through this room right now and kick us out shit.
I don't think technology can ever become conscious, bro.
I mean, it already is. You've seen Siri.
I think it can simulate consciousness to perfection, though.
Like, even, like, right now, ChatGPT don't know it exists. It's just a program, but. Who knows what the future might hold, bro?
No, facts, I agree.
Look, okay, we got a topic here about music, bro.
Yeah, let's talk about music.
Bro, did y'all hear the Cardi album?
Cardi album was cool. I only liked about a couple songs.
Trash.
But,
I ain't gonna lie, I liked a few songs on it, though.
Yeah, I liked a couple songs, but, like, I'm gonna be honest with you, the reason it did so big is because he goes, like, his fan base is big and, like, he's so mysterious.
He think he can just do whatever, bro, since he Cardi.
But you know what's funny, though? He still somehow dropping better music than Uzi. That's sad.
Actually, no.
I don't know about that one.
What just dropped? What just dropped?
His last album, what was it called? EA2?
EA2 was horrible.
EA2 was pretty solid.
Back in COVID, EA1 was amazing. Like, man, that was a big...
EA2 was bad.
EA2 was horrible. But compared to I Am Music, I ain't gonna hold you. I'm listening to way more songs off I Am Music.
EA2 and I Am Music were both letdowns. But it's like... Compared to each other, I don't know. EA2 might have been a little bit better.
Which is crazy, though, because EA2 only did 80K first week. I Am Music did 300K first week. That's insane.
Party fan base.
Yeah, that's a big fan base. I'm just like, he just dropped a deluxe to it. That's the only songs I like off the album, is the deluxe.
I ain't hear,
like,
the deluxe.
It's just like songs he already dropped, like 2024 that came out already, Backroom, stuff like that.
Oh, so just a lazy deluxe.
Wasn't it called Sorry for the Wait?
Yeah.
He wasn't sorry.
He wasn't sorry at all.
Yeah,
he was. And speaking of music, while we're on the topic, I just think that it's kind of weird for, like, I don't know. It's with all fan bases. I feel like every fan base does this, depending on how, like, the artist that you like. But it's kind of, it amazes me how, like, Cardi was supposed to drop at 12. There is grown men who have worked the next morning who are staying up till 5 in the morning for this man to drop. And they were disappointed that it didn't drop till 6. But I feel like Cardi was doing that to test people's, like, attention span to, like, a nigga like me, man. Once it hit 12, I went to sleep. And woke up to the album. When I tell you people stayed up till 6 a.m., even streamers like Kai Cenat, I'm Dante, all these people are staying up to listen to Cardi just to go back to sleep. Like, I'm going to sleep.
Right, bro. It's nothing important, bro. Just wait for the morning.
Glazing.
That's what that is. Bro, Cardi fans, the biggest glazers, bro. Out of all fans.
I think so, too.
Even Uzi fans, bro.
Because they hype up trash music just because they haven't dropped in a while. No offense. I liked Hungry. Hungry Uzi was tough when he was dropping consistently.
When's the last time Cardi dropped before this album?
2020, Christmas.
2020, man.
It's actually a crazy way to remember. He dropped
before COVID.
That was COVID. Christmas 2020?
Oh, yeah, it was. Oops.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
It's impressive how he stayed relevant for so long without dropping any music as an artist, though.
It's also because he has so many, like, unreleased songs that people just are hoping off of his unreleased songs and, like, oh, he's gonna drop. Oh,
I like this Kanye verse.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all see the Uzi leak like 200 songs unreleased.
Yeah. That's another reason why artists keep not dropping is because people keep leaking. But it's just like I feel like people are impatient. All them good songs that people be like, oh man, I wish he dropped. He would have dropped if they just, like, didn't.
Yeah.
Leak it.
Try to get them taken down, but it's too late, bro. It's like a million versions. Himself.
Juice WRLD.
Juice WRLD. That's what he be listening to. He tries to put me on. I'm like, bro, what era are we
in? I
gotta be listening to me,
listen
too.
To Juice WRLD.
You probably listen to his new album, too.
Got a new album.
It's like technically a new album, but like it's just
and I ain't even
he never
that's my favorite artist.
I'm actually
of all
not
time.
A Juice WRLD
stan
like that, bro. Like I have a few of his songs on my playlist that be hard. But recently I've been listening to Jace.
Jace got cooked, by the way, by Tusi. I just want to let that be known. In song.
Anyways, I be listening to what's that nigga name, bro?
Dave Blunts.
No, Glock. What's his name? Glock Spaz something? He tough though.
Glock 40 dude.
So y'all
yes,
are more of like y'all like what's it called? Underground artists more than mainstream.
I at the same time my favorite artist Future. So
true.
I just say I like artists for what they are. I don't take them like
I be listening to some
underground or mainstream.
Some Lil Yachty.
All artists.
Real. I'd say I'm just more of a mainstream.
Slime Get Him.
But like,
I forgot Slime Get Him, bro.
Yeah.
I be listening to him a lot lately.
Never heard of him. Oh, I seen a song from my album on there.
Hard. Oh, yeah. What's it called? Oh, shout yourself out real quick.
Young MJ, all platforms for those of y'all that don't know.
Y'all, he spells Young YXNG.
Gotta
MJ.
Be different. Gotta be different.
Yeah, but that song called Suicide, bro, it was kind of hard.
Yeah, I just dropped the album.
Made the playlist. Somehow, now I'm playing. Nah, you're pretty hard, though. Pretty hard, though. Next topic, we got election year drama. Bro, I didn't even vote, so.
Pass.
Am I supposed to say that out loud, bro? Did y'all vote?
I did, but.
I know you didn't.
I did not.
Let's like pass.
You voted?
Yeah, I did.
You don't want to get political on the podcast?
Okay.
Yeah.
Next topic.
Because I'm not really into all that. I voted, but like, you know what I'm saying?
Who did he vote for? Trump. Excuse me.
Nah. Definitely not.
Nah, I know you didn't. All right. Social media trends. What's trending right now, bro? Oh, I know.
The Superman, Spider-Man trend on TikTok. Everybody's doing that.
I seen Curry do it.
I ain't seen that.
You know, the girl I wish I can save you.
Superman.
And you jump over them?
I haven't seen it, bro.
Man, I don't know what side of TikTok. He on the LeBron James TikTok.
You haven't
TikTok.
Seen Stephen Curry's one, though?
No, I haven't seen it. It's just LeBron videos and twerk. Compilations.
On TikTok?
Yes.
Oh,
LeBronify is actually.
Yeah, LeBronify is tough. Right that people be making new songs, but like it's LeBron. I like the original, the LeBron.
Yeah, I think they're gonna.
LeBronify is crazy. His when he retires, his. Yeah, they about to glaze him. Speaking of LeBron, though, did y'all hear about Stephen A. talking about he was gonna swing at LeBron?
Yes, bro, dude.
No glaze, but like, bro, No, I don't care how, like personal shit get. I'm not swinging at no 6'8", 250-pound man.
LeBron could flick him with his offhand pinky finger, bro. He'd go flying across the stadium.
And then to get trolled. LeBron literally went on a podcast to troll, hit a game winner, then came back on his gram to troll Stephen A. again.
Right, like, don't you ever disrespect King like that, bro. He's talking all reckless on the podcast. But when he was up in person, bro, he was just, like, nodding his head agreeing. Like, he's sorry. He's sorry. He's so tough.
I saw a video after Stephen A. said that of him boxing training.
Yeah, that's what LeBron posted.
And he's trying to talk about you wasn't even at Kobe's memorial service.
And he was. That's the crazy part.
And then he tried to go on social media. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize. Like, nah, bro, that's weird.
Like, that's weird. If you don't know your information, at least, like, say you don't know your information, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just try to lie on LeBron's name.
I used to mess with
all over Bronny. I still think, like, bro.
Bronny had 40, though, in the G League.
In the G League. And it's so funny that Bronny gets talked about more than – who's the number one pick this year? Do y'all know?
Zachary Rizzichet.
Who?
Nobody hears about him. Zach Rizzichet.
Yeah, nobody – like, you know what I'm saying? Nobody
I
talks
about that.
Alex Saar, all them dudes. Nobody talks about them because we talking about a second-round 55th pick more than anybody.
That's King.
Nobody even talked about Dalton Connect anymore. We talked about him for the first 2 weeks he was on the Lakers. Nobody talked about him.
Yeah, he got traded.
We talked about Bronny and Wemby. Those are the only two rookies that people talk about in the past 2 years.
Facts.
I got a hot take. Bronny going to be like that.
Oh, yeah. You see him in the...
He going to be like
he
that.
Be,
I don't even think he's going to be a role player.
Elite role player. Like,
nah,
elite.
I don't think he's going to be a role
be
player.
Like that.
Because
like, he's going to be him, for real.
You got to think. There's niggas in NBA right now getting minutes that suck. Gabe Vincent gets 25 minutes a game, and he averages 6 points. But people get mad that Bronny is in the game for 4 minutes averaging 1 point.
Hey, that's Gabe. 5 points. Gabe, that's Gabe.
Vincent is horrible.
Impact the way doing much.
Gabe Vincent was doing that when he was on the Heat. The year they went to the finals.
He impacts beyond the stat sheet.
He had two good games.
Isn't he an offense? He's an offensive player, no?
Gabriel, man.
Yeah, he's supposed to be like
giving. Like, he's not going to defense at all.
You know
how
in 2K when you get a plus teammate grade for pass to assist, like you pass.
Yeah.
He'd be doing that. Yep. And then,
but it's crazy when before he got drafted to the traded to the Lakers, he was on the Heat when they went against the Nuggets in the finals in 2023. He averaged 25 points in the playoffs. Went to the Lakers, averaged 2.
So
maybe LeBron. It's I think it's LeBron. Every person that plays under the LeBron doesn't play good. Why do you think AR averages 40 when LeBron's injured or sitting the bench?
Because he has to. Who else gonna score? You know,
Luka.
True.
We got some people.
He don't be scoring.
Rui Hachimura. I don't know. I still think Shea gonna win it. I don't like Shea's game, but like he's tough, so I can't even get mad, bro. He got too much aura.
What MVP?
What?
Or the championship?
But both in a way. I think I would rather. I really don't want to see. I really want to see like someone like Curry or somebody a ring.
I think the Thunder's gonna win it all.
I think so
Shea
too.
Shea should win MVP. I want to see what happens if he's supposed to win MVP and Finals MVP because I just know they won't give him both.
They won't give him both.
But I want to see like what is people gonna be talking about if that happens.
I want him to get MVP because I'm like I get it. Jokic is cool, but like I'm tired of that nigga winning. I ain't gonna hold you. And I think. People don't understand. I'm not even trying to like disrespect Jokic. You got to think as a center, no matter what. If you were the number one center, the only thing that's impressive is his points. Him averaging 30 points a game is amazing. The rebounds and assists part, think about it. Your goal as a center to get rebounds. So getting 10 plus rebounds as a center, that's something you should do. Then the assist part, if you're getting double, you know how easy it is to pass. He might have a flashy pass here and there, but they're gonna double Jokic, so of course he's gonna have to pass. That's the easy way to get an assist. So the only thing that's impressive is 30 points to me. The triple-double stuff, they call it that stat padded when Westbrook did it and didn't get an MVP for it. Mm-hmm. So,
all right, I was zoning out because I'm looking at the next topic here, man.
What do we got?
Time travel. What y'all thoughts on time travel?
I need that.
I read this thing that was like, it makes a lot of sense, bro. If time travel ever exists, like ever, then it always exists because you could just go back to now, bro. So, like, if time travel is a thing, bro, that means it's been around since the beginning of time.
Nah, facts.
That shit messed up my brain low key.
I don't know if it's real or not, but if it is real, would y'all rather go into the future or go back in time?
If I go back in time, would I like have my same body as now?
No.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah,
if I could go back.
You go.
Like, I'd probably go back in time, bro. Yeah, probably go back.
I'd probably go forward because going back, what if you change something?
Then you'd just be closer to death.
Yeah, what if you mess up?
No, like, go forward. Like, let's say, like, you go, like, 5 years from now, and you see something that you, like, really want to see. So then you go back to your present self, and you know what's going to happen 5 years from now.
So if I go, I'm 20, right? So if I go 5 years in the future, is it my 20-year-old self going, or am I now 25?
25.
I'm 25, so I'm watching myself first person.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would just check my phone, check socials, and then go back to the past.
Yo, what if you went back in time and killed your dad?
Huh?
Y'all heard that? If you went back in time and killed your dad, that means that you wouldn't exist. So you couldn't have went back in time to kill your dad.
No, that's crazy.
Would you disappear?
No, I don't think so, because you wouldn't have been able to go kill him then.
Right.
But then he would.
It's a paradox. What's it called?
You can't go back into the present. That's all. You couldn't go back to the present if you killed your dad.
If you went back in time,
because if you go back to the present, who your dad is?
If you went back in time and killed your dad, then you would have never existed in the first place to do that.
That is true. And then if you think about it, let's say there was a witness that seen you kill your dad in the past. So in the future, will they know it's you if you weren't even born yet?
No,
to begin with.
I've seen something saying that if you went back in time and killed your dad, then all of space-time would just, like, stop existing.
That would make sense because, like, you weren't born. Like,
that would be weird.
Yeah, that's trippy.
All right, bro, next topic.
Wait, before we move on to Loki, I would go into the past. I'd go into the future, like, a couple of days or weeks into the future, know all the scores to the games, then go back to the present, make the biggest parlay ever and be a millionaire, and then retire.
Oh, that's true.
Nah, that's smart.
I'd go back in time and fix my parlays. That's smart. That's smart. Oh, I'd go back in time and fix my bracket, too.
First perfect bracket ever.
Literally.
Facts. You know how much money you would make?
A billion?
I feel like they would still find a way to rig it. I just had a feeling.
Yeah. Bro, if you're using Prize Picks, they find a way to rig it. They'd be like, nah, this is suspicious activity.
So I would only do, I want to do one leg just one time and call it a day.
All right, let's see. Let's get a really good topic here, bro. TV shows, I guess. Do y'all watch TV?
No, I don't watch TVs no more.
YouTube.
Yeah, I'll be watching YouTube.
YouTube, maybe Netflix on the side, but really just YouTube. I watch lots of Flight. That's nasty.
Well, I ain't watch Flight in them in a minute, bro.
Frigga.
Ooh, I'll be watching
Frigga. God. That's it.
I'll be watching Frigga, bro.
Bro, I'm nice. I should really start a channel like Frigga and just like come kill people. Pull up to Evansville.
Pull up to Evansville.
Y'all too.
But here's the thing. No one hoops at Evansville. We ain't had
We haven't had. Yeah, I haven't hooped since
like the last time you were here.
Yeah, literally. Dang. Nobody hoops no more for real. Everybody either Harlixton or just nobody hoop no more. Fudge always injured.
Oh, yeah, Fudge. Rest in peace, Fudge.
He out for the rest of the year, huh?
Nah, just like 2 more weeks.
But he was out for a month so far.
Let me see. We need some more topics, man. These ain't juicy enough. Cancel culture?
Nah.
Who's been canceled recently?
Nobody.
Since nobody. Josh Giddey.
All right, let's get so 3 good topics in, and then we'll call it, bro.
You know what's crazy? Josh Giddey didn't even do it, and he's still like, that happened 2 years ago, and he still keeps his comments like, bro, you can't comment under his posts.
That, quadruple double, bro, and people were commenting, not a stat over 18.
Yeah, I'm telling you, like, no matter what, he's cooked for the rest. Like, they just gonna be talking about that. That's why I hate about, like, people on the internet. That's all internet. They show him love to his face, though. Internet, yep. They gonna talk about Giddey for sure.
Yep. Y'all be getting deja vu?
No.
Yeah, bad.
I don't think I have.
I be getting deja vu, and I'll be like, I'll be getting deja vu.
Yeah, I got deja vu the other day.
I get deja vu all the time.
I was late to class, bro.
I'm like, damn. I did this before.
I'm like, damn, God, I've been late before.
No, but it wasn't like late. It would be
like, I've been late every day this past week.
I would like do something, and I'm like, dang, I did this before. And last time I did this, I was thinking to myself, dang, I did this before. Like, it'd be like deja vu, like a whole
loop. No, but actually, though, like, I got deja vu this year. Like, I was watching YouTube, bro, and like, I'm like, damn, I'm about to get like a notification, and I got the exact notification I thought I was gonna get, and it's like, dang, I've really done this before, bro. It's crazy. The simulation breaking.
Oh man,
the simulation is breaking, bro. Okay, more on the little AI. Have y'all seen them deep fake videos where they be using somebody's face and making them say and do stuff?
Yeah, I've been seeing them get better too.
Yeah, they gonna be crazy soon.
I don't like how they're getting way better fast.
Yeah, pretty soon they're gonna be making the president say stuff, and you ain't gonna know what's real, what's fake. But man, that's all I got. Anything y'all would like to say to the world, Matt? This is your first podcast. What would you like the people to know? We putting you on the spot right here.
Get off social media for a week.
Literally. Just take a quick break from socials.
Man, you on TikTok as we speak.
I took my week.
So, between y'all two, I got some questions of my own.
All right, bet.
Let me pull it up.
Bet that.
Hold up.
Hey, bro, we live. What are you doing?
Who, me?
Dude. Yo. Get that out, bro.
Come on, Mike. Put a question. We hungry. We hungry. We about to eat Reg, y'all. Reg been busting lately.
Okay. Right. So between the two, who's better at video games?
Me.
Me. Wait, what game?
Just in general. Who's better at video games?
Probably me.
I'm overall more talented. No, because when I get it, controlling.
When I find a game, bro, like, I be talented.
That's
like,
the thing, though. You got to find you a game, and then you get really good at that game.
Okay, so sports games, like video games.
When
who's better?
I played 2K, I was better.
You were better when you played.
In my team,
and then you stopped playing, and I passed, like, where you were. I reached that, and then I just kept going. Like, I'm way better than you've ever been.
You probably got this year, 25.
No, I'm better than you've ever been.
Nah, that's cap. Who's better at sports?
Me.
Probably me.
Hey, look, we're just going to say me for
No, because
who's funnier?
Me.
All right. Everybody thinks I'm funny.
Come on, man.
Okay, who's better at cooking?
Definitely me. And you got to admit
probably
that
me.
No, this
Lucas,
one. Okay,
you
okay.
Haven't
this
seen
one.
You
this one's
in a minute.
Not an argument. What's the, the first three I can see.
What's the last thing you cooked?
What's the last thing you cooked?
Oh, him first.
I made a pork steak.
A pork? You did not make a pork steak.
I made pork steak. I think last week.
How do you make
the
pork
last
steak?
Week or the week before?
How do you
that?
Make pork steak?
So I mean, I just go to the grocery store.
Mom made it, bro. You
no,
heated it up.
I'll be making it. Mom made it last time.
Okay. Okay. Fine. He can have it, bro.
Okay. Who's better at being patient?
Me.
Oh my goodness.
That's a silly question, bro. Like, how are we supposed to know?
I don't know. Y'all know each other. Y'all show brothers.
I got a really good patience.
Who better at keeping secrets?
Me. We might be equal, but I
probably equal
don't
on
tell
that.
Secrets.
Probably equal. I'd be keeping.
Who'll be remembering things?
Me.
Dude. Come on, bro.
What did you have for breakfast?
I didn't eat breakfast. What you have for breakfast?
I didn't eat breakfast.
Y'all are funny.
Nigga, you stuttered. I mean.
Who is better at managing their money?
Definitely me.
Definitely not you.
Definitely me.
This man be DoorDashing
or
getting pizza every other day.
He's worse.
No, because I make more money, so I'll be spending more.
Look, when I buy food at night, it's because I had DoorDash earlier, so I have extra money.
Okay.
But, like, I don't be like, I feel like, I don't know.
Definitely me, bro.
Between
I don't be around you, so I can't see how you manage your money.
Between both of y'all growing up, who got out of trouble the most?
Out of trouble?
Yeah.
Like,
none of us, bro.
Situations and managed to get out?
None of us. You don't know our mother.
If we got in trouble. We
wait,
in
at
trouble.
School or at home?
No
in general,
trouble.
Just in trouble.
General?
Yeah.
Neither.
It wasn't no getting out of trouble with us.
Real.
Like, if we get in trouble at the house, we in trouble. Mom, if you watching this, you know.
Who's a better liar?
Me.
I might have to go Lucas only because I'm a pretty good liar, but I'll be laughing and I'll be smiling.
You be laughing. Silly. Silly Negro.
That's all I got. I was trying to see like who's faster.
Me.
Me.
Well, we're going to have to test that.
Definitely
he was like
me, bro.
Faster on the like.
You think he's faster because he ran track?
I've been the fastest. Like,
you
ever
used
since
to be the fastest.
Elementary days, bro. I used to kill them boys.
Now, I remember we used to just run on the playground, bro, and I used to be the.
You used to run with your hands behind your back thinking you was Sonic.
I did do that.
I used to be hauling ass, just normal, you know.
Okay, so now we're going to do one last thing. This between both of y'all. So what we gonna? I'm gonna say this or that, like this player versus this player, and we gonna, you know, manage it. Whoever gets to the ending, okay? So y'all have to agree on it though. Right. We'll start off with something easy. Zion or Ja?
Ja.
Ja. Like who's better?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, probably Ja.
Okay.
Zion been hurt too much.
So Ja or Kawhi?
Kawhi.
Kawhi. Oh. Ain't Kawhi hurt right now? Like right
it's
now?
It's just,
like
it's just no, moment? No. It's just in general. Just in
all
general.
Time.
All time.
All time. Kawhi.
Probably Kawhi.
Kawhi. Luka.
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 Luka. Kyrie.
Kyrie.
Kyrie. Only because he got a ring.
Kyrie. Dame.
Kyrie.
Yeah.
Kyrie. Harden. Because remember, great Prime man. Harden
had that stretch though.
Harden got the better. That got the best.
2018 like, Harden though.
Individual season, but like all time.
Kyrie all time.
Harden Kyrie because he got a ring.
Prime.
Kyrie or KD?
KD, he got more rings.
Kyrie him.
Even though he a snake.
Kyrie him.
And this is based off of like we can do. You
bro,
can do
he's gonna stay on Kyrie.
You can
the
do it either
time.
Like you can do. We can do this based off either you can do 1-on-1 or like.
Nah, KD better.
KD, okay.
Yeah, it hurts me though.
To find it, excuse me.
KD or Jokic?
KD.
KD.
I don't even know why
Giannis.
I thought about that one, bro. KD.
KD or Giannis?
Look, I'm gonna say KD the whole time.
Whole time? Uh oh.
KD.
KD. Bron.
Bron, come on.
Prime KD versus Prime Bron. If they had to 1v1.
1v1.
I don't.
Bron.
KD
1v1.
Has the,
KD.
KD has the better bag. Bron has no bag at all.
LeBron
is better.
Bag, bro. He going through that little ass.
Hey, LeBron is better. 1v1 KD.
He's not even 200 pounds, bro. LeBron
that's the thing. Like, KD has been doing. He's literally.
KD 240.
Look, I know I'm just exaggerating, but what I'm saying is LeBron is a grown man, bro. Like, he is wiping the floor with that dude.
KD 240, LeBron 40.
Like, it's going to be 21-0 Bron.
So, Bron is the winner for it all?
Yes.
What if KD get the ball first?
Mm. What if it's one possession? Three dribbles, one possession. LeBron's not going
to. Look,
he's going to try to lead fuck you three, and he's going
to
see that.
He needs one dribble to get to the rim. Look, if LeBron ain't trying to do that cute little fuck you shit, it's over with. All he got to do is get to the rim.
Now, this question right here, me and Lucas been arguing about this for a minute.
All right.
Would you rather have Allen Iverson's handles?
Okay.
Or Jamal Crawford's handles?
Allen.
I'm taking Jamal's.
Allen.
I feel
Iverson
like,
had one crossover.
I feel like Iverson had that shit on the string. Like,
oh, bro, that's what I'm saying.
Because he was asking, the original question was, who's the best ball handler? He said Allen. I said it was between Kyrie or Jamal.
Kyrie
and Jamal, the only two that should be up there.
It's Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie and Jamal, bro. Jamal can't even be in the same sentence with Kyrie, bro.
We're not talking about offensive back. We're just talking about handles.
Handles.
I know.
Kyrie clears Jamal, and it's not even close.
It should be. Yeah, it goes Kyrie, Jamal. Now I put Iverson up there, but again, Iverson had one handle.
Long wait. And then Jamal Kyrie. And Allen on the same level.
Hold on, you got Jamal at two?
Yes, because you got to think.
I go Kyrie, Allen Iverson, Curry, LeBron.
All right, this
is wait, because Curry's handles are tight, bro, and nobody talks about it because he's a great shooter, but Curry's handles are
His handles are tight, but I think it makes
Jamal
it more
is flashy.
And then it go, like,
Jamal does have it on the string.
Then it go 89 John Stockton. He had that thing on the string.
I go Kyrie, AI, Crawford, Curry.
Bro, do your research on John Stockton and the boys.
Nobody's watching
A,
John Stockton.
John Stockton couldn't dribble with his left.
Kill that man Jordan, bro. No, I see some clips. Stockton used to get that boy buckets.
Hot
bro.
Take, Jordan
be
was
hiding
ass.
The clips. Stockton used to give Jordan buckets, bro.
I'm playing. I'm sorry, guys.
All right. Well, that's all we got for today. Thank y'all for listening. Lucas is gonna say the disclaimer. Then I got some background music while he, that fades while he.
All right, here it goes. Fireside Aces Radio is produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville. Student Media produces the Crescent Magazine, published online and in print 3 times a semester. Student Media produces several podcasts and utilizes design, photography, video, and sound towards experiential and academic learning and journalistic endeavors and engaging storytelling. Student Media elevates the voice of the student body and connects the campus and community to important information and points of view. Thank you. Beautiful. Are we out?